People make many plans in their daily lives. They have expectations directed towards the next hour, or the next day, or after. But some people speak with great certainty about what they will do. These people generally say things like, "Tomorrow I will definitely be doing this or that." They never factor in any other possibility. But in one verse, our prophet is told to utter this prayer about his future actions. Never say about anything, "I am doing that tomorrow," without adding, "if God wills." Remember your Lord when you forget, and say, "Hopefully my Lord will guide me to something closer to right guidance than this." This prayer of our prophets reveals the fact that people only act by God's will. When doing something, people should begin by saying, "If God so wills," because it is only God who will bestow success. Even if someone takes all possible precautions and puts an enormous effort in, it is still our Lord who will create the result from those precautions. It is therefore wrong and meaningless for people to make definitive pronouncements about events in their lives. Those who forget the reality of destiny are always distressed because of their mistakes. They are saddened or angered and rebel when things do not go as they wish. Because they live in ignorance of the fact that God is the creator of all entities and events, they are constantly caught up by details. Believers, on the other hand, pray to God for success, just like our prophet. They never become arrogant from their success, and if they fail, they reflect on the matter, but are never saddened. Believers' prayer is narrated as follows in the Quran. When the young men took refuge in the cave and said, "Our Lord, give us mercy directly from you, and open the way for us to right guidance in our situation."